State Auditor Troy Kelly is facing another investigation. This time, the state is looking into possible criminal activities. As KUOW's Ruby DeLuna reports, the state's investigation is separate from the federal charges he currently faces.
Washington Attorney General Bob Ferguson says he's opening a new investigation at Governor Jay Inslee's request late Monday afternoon. Ferguson won't elaborate on the investigation. He did make clear that there has been no accusation and that no one has been charged of a crime. The probe will focus on Kelly's former business associate and former employee, Jason Giroux.
We've been asked to do an investigation. We'll be doing that investigation. So I'm not going to speculate on what laws might have been impacted or not. We're going to focus on doing our investigation.
The man at the center of the investigation remains a mystery. Jason Giroux had worked with Kelly in California back in the 90s. Both had sued their former employer for wrongful termination, but later dropped the claim. Giroux worked for Kelly when he started a real estate business in Washington State. In 2013, Kelly hired Giroux following his election. Giroux was a part-time employee and was working from his home in California. Kelly has been on unpaid leave since May. He was indicted on 10 counts, including evading taxes and failing to refund clients from his former real estate business. He pleaded not guilty. Giroux also took leave from the state auditor's office, but he has since been fired. Giroux did not respond to a request for comment. I'm Ruby DeLuna, KUOW News.